Radio Prague News.
Around three quarters of Prague citizens are opposed to a coalition between the Civic Democrats and Social Democrats governing the city, according to an internet poll. Hopes that a near two-year wait for a new US ambassador in Prague will end soon have been dealt a further blow, and Czech politicians have welcomed suggestions to shake up EU farm support rules. 77% of Prague citizens are opposed to a coalition between the Civic Democrats and Social Democrats governing the city for the next 4 years, according to a Lightning Internet survey by the SANEP polling agency. 65% of respondents said the coalition deal announced on Tuesday was based on corruption. The coalition deal follows local elections in October, during which Topo 9 pushed the right-wing Civic Democrats into second place in the capital for the first time in 20 years, but fell short of an overall majority in the assembly. The Civic Democrats' long-time rule in the capital has become tainted by suspicions of corruption. Around 2,000 people protested against the coalition deal in Prague on Wednesday. Topo 9 chairman and foreign minister Karol Schwarzenberg warned on Thursday that coalitions between the Civic Democrats and Social Democrats in many Czech cities would have an impact on the government coalition at a national level. He said relations would continue with the Civic Democrats, but Topo 9 would not be as accommodating. Hopes for the near two-year wait for a US ambassador to take up office in Prague to end soon have been dealt a further blow, according to Czech radio on Thursday. President Barack Obama's nominee, advisor Norman Eisen, was blocked in the Senate by a Republican senator, Charles Grassley. Hopes that this was an election ploy ahead of midterm elections for Congress have evaporated. The senator's office has confirmed to Czech radio that he is sticking by his stance, with diplomatic sources saying that Mr. Eisen's appointment to the Prague post now looks unlikely and that another candidate will have to be found. The long delay in filling the post is regarded as a serious flaw in Czech-US relations. Czech politicians have welcomed suggestions from the European Commission about how to shake up its farm subsidy policy, the Common Agricultural Policy. A main plank of the proposed changes released on Thursday is for discrimination in support between old member states and new ones, such as the Czech Republic, to be abolished after 2013. The proposal includes a guarantee that farmers in all states will be paid a proportion of average EU farm support. At the moment, Czech farmers say they get around a third less in support than farmers in rich Western countries. The Commission proposal also suggests that there should be no transition period to the new subsidy framework. Prime Minister Petr Nečas insisted on Thursday that the government as a whole will have to decide on the share out of any extra money freed up because of better-than-expected public finances. The scenario of some extra cash being available was raised by Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek at a meeting in Brussels on Wednesday. He said it was 100% certain that the state deficit would not exceed the target of 163 billion crowns, or 5.3% of gross domestic products, set for this year. The Czech national football team drew 0-0 in a friendly against Denmark on Wednesday evening in front of a crowd of 10,000 stadium-goers in Aarhus, Denmark. Early in the game, in the 18th minute, a penalty was awarded against the Czechs, but the spot kick was saved by goalkeeper Petr Čech. Finally, a look at the weather. It will be cloudy with rainy periods over the coming days and maximum temperatures of around 10 degrees Celsius. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.